Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 26th day of February, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is Lean Not on Your Own Understanding. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His Holy Remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri Ambith. Callers will be welcome. We do ask that you keep comments and or questions as short as possible to allow others to participate. Also, be aware of your language and make every attempt not to walk on other guests who are already speaking. In other words, follow Robert's Rules of Order. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody will be muted automatically upon entering the room. For this call, and will only be unmuted if they request so by either hitting *6 on their phone or ask question on their computer. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and that's all together, pastordan.net. And we put a lot of information up there. I'm adding new books to the recommended reading list quite frequently. I've added a few new ones lately, and I found one tonight that's talking about how the powers that be, the cabal, often use things like this virus, fear porn, to manipulate us. And so this has been going on for a long, long time. We're going to talk about that after we get done with the introduction here. Friedrich Nietzsche told us that people do not want to hear the truth because they do not want their illusions destroyed. Very apropos saying there. And H.L. Mencken told us that a professional politician is a professionally dishonest man. In order to get anywhere near high office, he has to make so many compromises and submit to so many humiliations that he becomes indistinguishable from a streetwalker, meaning a prostitute. And most of these people, that's exactly what they are. You see, what our Father wanted us to do and what our Founding Fathers wanted us to do, which we have walked away from, was that make sure that only statesmen were allowed to hold office and make decisions on governing our land. And we walked away from that. Now we have reprobates that form the leaders of this cacistocracy. And they show none of the traits of a statesman. They do not have honor. They do not have integrity. They do not even blush, as the scripture says, at the end of the age, that their vanity and their egregious behavior would be so bad, and their lack of morals and conscience would be so bad, that they would not even blush at their sins. And you look at these politicians standing in front of cameras, lying their asses off to us day after day, week after week. There's no remorse. There's no empathy. There's no consciousness to these people whatsoever. They are true psychopaths or sociopaths. Those two words are used interchangeably today. Years ago, it was psychopathy and psychopath, and then all of a sudden it became vogue to call them sociopaths, but it's literally the same meaning for both words. It's both of them are mental illnesses by people who possess no traits of humanity that we can determine anyway. They are truly psychopaths. Amos chapter 3, verse 7 tells us, "Surely Yahweh God will do nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets." This goes a little bit back to Malachi chapter 4 that we refer to often, that at the end of the age, what will happen to the wicked when our Father says enough is enough. That's about the same time that the sons of Yahweh will be manifested. And it also is the period of time that Obadiah tells us at verse 18 that the sons of Joseph will become a flame and a fire. Okay? And that they will consume Edom Esau, who is the root of the tree of evil. Henry David Thoreau made that quote, that for every 1,000 people swatting at the branches of the tree of evil, there's only one working on the root. And that's the problem we have today. We got a lot of people out here swinging at the branches. This latest scare of this virus, which is nothing more than a flu virus, is a perfect example of that. You know, that's one of the branches they've got you swinging at, getting your attention paid on it, when there's nothing to it. And I'm going to tell you here in a minute the list of prominent people. And just a few minutes ago, Fox News had President Trump talking about the fact that it's a flu, folks. What are you getting upset about? So whether you like Mr. Trump or not, the fact that he was at least honest enough in this case that he said, it's a flu. Okay, what would you do to prevent getting a regular common flu? That's all you need to do with this so-called coronavirus. They just give it a different name. The media moguls go out there because they want to drive up their ratings and they want to drive up their profits. They make money during scares. I hope you understand that. So that's part of what, it's just plain old greed. Now there are certain elements of the cabal will try to take advantage of it to implement martial law, elements of martial law, and also as Rahm Emanuel, the queer Jew from Chicago, stated a long time ago, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, he was part of the Talmudic root of all evil that we're talking about here, so he ought to know. So whether it's man-made or for real, a crisis is a crisis, they'll take advantage of it. So this one's only made up by the media so that they can drive up their ratings. They get you glued to your television set. They get you all worried. And again, I'm going to read you a whole list of people. And now tonight, you can add even the President of the United States to that list, telling you what the hell are you upset about. Okay, if you're careful, all of the announcements about this virus, they don't talk about the disease. Okay, what exactly it is, what's it doing to people. Okay, it's an epidemic, and there are so many cases, so many people have it. Well, a lot of people have hangnails. A lot of people have indigestion. A lot of people get ulcers. So, what makes this any different than any other ailment? Well, they don't want to talk about that because it doesn't have anything different to it other than your fear porn and the fact that they're trying to drive you into a panic mode, again, so that they can make more money and they can control you and all these other nefarious things that these cretins come into. But if it's of our Father, he will reveal it first to his servants, the prophets. And you were told in Malachi chapter 4 that in the spirit of Elijah, you will have a prophet for the end days, and he's not going to do a damn thing to you without letting his prophets know first. Because what's the job of the prophet? The prophet is the intercessory between Yahweh himself and his people. By definition, that's what a prophet is. So, Amos 3, verse 7, as well as many other verses, tell you this very thing, okay? So the main thing, and that's why I titled this tonight, don't trust or don't lean on your own understanding. Trust the Father in all things, okay? If you're keeping your immune system up, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in that regard, what are you worried about? You have the best defense mechanism that could be found anywhere right now, in your own body. It's called your immune system. So again, what are you worried about? Stop listening to the fear porn mongers and trust your own understanding as far as your relationship with the Father. Okay, don't lean on the arm of flesh, which is the media, the politicians, the bankers, the very people that were told in Revelation and elsewhere are they're going to come down when Babylon is brought down, because they are drunk on the delicacies of the whore of Babylon. Okay, what are her delicacies? Great wealth, a fiat currency system, a system of government that has turned into a god, where everybody worships the god, government. They've turned it into an idol. Okay, these are all part of what the Greek goes into in Revelation when it talks about drunk on the fornication of Babylon and the delicacies of the beast system. Okay, so you look at the corporate leaders and the government leaders, they're all in bed together with the bankers to govern us like a herd of cattle, so that everything has to do with control, everything has to do with making money, everything has to do with leading us around by the nose, telling us what we can and cannot do, and we are free men and women upon the land. That is what our Heavenly Father created us for. And shame on us for giving up our rights as individuals to any group of people, especially bureaucrats, who are nothing more than mental midgets, giving up these sacred and inalienable rights to a bunch of misfits. You're not supposed to do that. Okay, that is a sin, because that is the only reverence, the only time you reverence anything, it's our Heavenly Father, nothing else. So as far as this virus, just in my own research, and I'm still away from home on the road, so again, I apologize if things aren't quite normal. I'm using borrowed equipment to do these broadcasts at the time. The good news is that Father does appear to have intervened for us here, and things are coming along nicely at the moment. There's still work to be done, but we are making progress, and hallelujah for that. So, but anyway, just in the time that I am able to do my research and everything else, I found a short list here of people that I trust, for the most part, who have agreed with the assessment that this is nothing more than fear porn. You don't need to be laying awake worrying about this thing. Now, what the cabal does in the name of this virus, now that's for real, okay? But is the virus actually causing any of this? No, it's not. Okay, this is all kabuki theater. This is all what they were planning to do, and the virus is merely a cover, okay? It's a ruse, it's window dressing, it's a cover, okay? The economy was tanking before the virus ever showed up. The Baltic Dry Index was showing trade between countries was in a decline for the past 2 years or more. Record numbers of decline, record numbers of ships just sitting there and not unloading their products. Exactly as the book of Revelation talks about. So all this stuff has been going on long before this mysterious, quote, virus shows up. So this is nothing more than window dressing to cover up what was going to happen anyway. So some of the channels and individuals that I have been talking to and watching and listening to that have agreed that and done the research of this would be John Rappaport, who had a great article that came out over the last couple of days, Mike King, Michael Gaddy, Anna von Reitz, Dana Ashley, Jason Liasadas in his channel Outside the Box, and there's many others, but that's just to name a few, again, of the people that I consider some of the most level-headed reporters that we have out there. And they're all saying the same thing, okay? This is all orchestrated, whatever it is. It's no different than Zika, Ebola, HIV, swine flu when I was in the military. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Anytime they want to stick something in our arm, they want to test a vaccine, they want to make a bunch of money, or they want to do something to harm us, they always have a cover. And it's always some fear porn event. Okay, we've quoted Henry Kissinger and what he said in Enviance, France, back in 1991 about how they would use terror and a threat from the outside. Well, China's outside of the United States and most Western nations, and they're making it into this severe threat because they know that people that are afraid will give up their rights, will lose their minds, will be easily pushed around by the cabal. They know that. Okay, no big mystery there, okay? Let me just check something here real quick. I wanted to see. Okay, very good. Again, I missed my triple monitor setup, thanks to John and Matt, two of our listeners who helped me get that set up over a year ago. That certainly comes in handy. So, again, I'm a little bit crippled with the current system, but it's working out better than I thought it would. So, again, we have these, what I consider very reputable sources who have done the analyzing. They've shown that the cabal is behind this whole thing. The fact that Bill Gates is supposedly got a vaccine for this. Again, who in his right mind would stick a vaccine produced by Bill Gates into their arm? Who would do such a thing? Personally, I'm not going to put a vaccine by anybody into my arm for any reason. Now, you do whatever the hell you want. But I'm not going to do it. It's my body, it's my life, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let some bureaucrat tell me to stick that crap in my arm. No, not going to do it. I've got the best defense on earth. That's my own body. And I take great pains to make sure it's running at top speed and in great shape. And again, will it eventually crash and burn? Yeah, that's what Father said. Man was only given... about the time of Moses, man was given 120 years. Okay, before that, we lived hundreds and hundreds of years. So our bodies are capable of lasting that long, but he got kind of ticked off at us, and according to the word anyway, he limited our years. And if you think about it, not too many people get past 120 years. Some get close, but not. I don't even know if there's ever been a recorded incident of somebody over 120. But the point being that those 120 years were meant to be healthy, vibrant years. And if you do things the right way, they will be. And you don't need to walk around in fear of any virus, any bacteria, any of this nonsensical thing. And anybody that thinks a surgical mask is going to stop a virus, you don't know a damn thing about viruses. Okay? You just don't. If you think a paper mask is going to stop a deadly virus, sorry, it's not going to happen. Could it reduce the chances? Oh, it can reduce it, okay, but it's like a bulletproof vest, okay? They call it a bulletproof vest. But how many of you people know what it's actually bulletproofing? Did you go pull the stats by the manufacturer and look at what the test did? Because if you did that, you'd understand that a bulletproof vest is only made for pistol bullets. And it's only made for pistol bullets below the caliber of probably .357 Magnum. Now, will it stop a .44 Magnum? Yeah, but you're going to have broken ribs. You're probably going to wish you were dead with the pain that you're going to be in from stopping a .44 Magnum bullet with a vest. These are the things nobody talks about. They just go away with the notion of, well, it's a bulletproof vest. The manufacturer said it's bulletproof. See, that's the danger of going around with half-cocked notions, just like this virus thing. Oh, it's the coronavirus, Dan. Oh, my God, it's Black Death. Come back to us. Do you know anything at all about this thing? No, you don't. Because even experts are arguing over it. You don't know a damn thing about it, but you're panicking. You're ready to go put poison in your arms. You're ready to run off to your bug-out chambers. You're ready to let the government quarantine you and shut down your businesses and everything else, drive the stock market into the toilet. All this in the name of something that you don't even know anything about. That shows you the level of ignorance in our society today. It is also why our founding fathers made it very, very clear that ignorant people, low IQ people, inept individuals were not supposed to ever be part of government, ever, at any level of government, let alone leadership positions. You were supposed to have statesmen, meaning the top, not the bottom. men and only men, white men of renown, of good character, of faith, of honesty, of integrity. They were the only ones who could even run for an office or seek an office. And most of them did not want lifelong commitments to public service. Remember, public servants, not dictators, not masters, public servants, meaning they work for us. If they did not take an oath of office stating the fact that they know that they are public servants owing to us their allegiance, then they are no different than traitors and spies. That's a fact. That's a fact. A lot of people don't know that, but stop and think about it. Go back and read the original documents. That's exactly the way it was supposed to be. So you want to be a public servant, there's a great responsibility that comes with that. Plus, if you're found to be either a liar or misconduct is done while in office, you are given double the sentence that would go to a normal person. Let's say we did this by the book, meaning the Bible, if we ran our society the way our Father tells us to. Okay? So if you lied under oath, let's say, in a non-capital case, let's say the punishment was 6 months in jail or a year or whatever, or some huge fine out of your own personal holdings. Okay, if you're a public servant doing that same crime, it's double. Minimum double. Because a public servant is in a position of trust, they should be held to a much higher standard. And this goes to law enforcement, police, peace officers, sheriffs, etc. It applies to them even more so because not only are they in a position of trust, they carry weapons. They are in a position not only to interfere with our liberty, but interfere with our living. They are held to an even higher standard. Now, do we have any standards for these cretins today that walk amongst us in these various positions I'm talking about? No, we don't. We don't hold them accountable to anything. Look at these morons we got. When we call this a cacistocracy, that's exactly what you've got. It's a joke. The whole world's laughing at us. And this country's going down in flames while everybody's sitting around on their ass. This isn't a game, folks. Your country's dying. Your country's dying. How many people even are aware of that? How many people are even concerned about the state of this nation, what it's doing to our children? Look at these young people today. I was just talking to a retired Navy friend of mine about some of the young people that are in positions of authority in business and housing and different things like that. You run into them and it's like they have no common sense at all. At all. I don't know who took the reins in sucking the brains and common sense out of our young people or our people in general. It's not just the young people, but the young people today seem to be really, really overdosed with entitlement mentality and feel-good mentality versus reality. It's unbelievable. So, again, this is nothing more than fear porn. It's the same old stuff that these New World Order types have been doing for a long, long time. It's no different. It's no different than swine flu when I was in the Air Force. I was too young and dumb to know better back then, but it was part of my awakening when I realized that I never even got the flu. As a young man growing up on a farm, I was healthy as a horse. I ate fresh garden vegetables. We raised our own cattle. Ate fish from the streams nearby, all that, chickens from farmers nearby. So my health was phenomenal. And even though I had the measles and the chicken pox growing up, so what? So a lot of people did. No big deal. You had a week where you took it easy, stayed at home, ate ice cream, waited for it to go away, good to go. Never got it again. So no big deal there, but a common flu, almost never got it. I went in the Air Force, swine flu shot, I got as sick as a dog, and I got the flu twice a year, every year, from that point on, until I went all natural and detoxified the body, and ever since then, I'm back to where I was in the beginning, which is almost never getting sick. No more sinus infections, no more flus. A lot of problems have gone away, not just the flu symptoms, but a lot of problems. Even my joints now are better thanks to turmeric and ginger and other items, organic items like that. So our Father gives us everything we need. You know, that's another thing they're talking about is they're wanting to integrate artificial intelligence into a human brain, which is man once again trying to play God. Now, what they're telling you is, well, we want to do this because we're concerned about, like, Alzheimer's patients and paralyzed people and other ailments. You know, this is going to help them lead a normal life. Really? It's going to help them lead a normal life, huh? When you marry them up with artificial intelligence controlled by who? These same nefarious creatures that are doing all these other hideous monstrosities amongst us in our society, you're going to trust them manipulating your thoughts and your actions, and you think you're going to have quality of life? Are you dumb? Besides that, we have things to help people get over these different ailments, diseases, and things like Alzheimer's and things like that. We have natural things to help the body recover on its own. Now, let me ask you, would you like thousands of little tiny wires stuck into your head, tying you into an artificial intelligence computer? Or would you rather retain all of your natural tendencies and natural organs and natural way of doing things and just simply clean up your act, get organic, and use the supplements and the treatments that are there for you in the world of naturopathy, and let the body heal itself? And a lot of people poo-poo that. Oh, that, no, Dan, it's got to be technology. See, they worship a new god. It's called science. And the high priests of this new god are the scientists and researchers. Most of them are whores, like most other people today. They just throw money in their pocket. However, there is a large number in academia and amongst these now that are being more honest. Some of the new books I just found are people honestly talking about the fact that this stuff is all make-believe. It's all, again, to treat you like a herd of cattle. Yeah, you're just a human resource to these Talmudists, and that's how they're treating you, okay? But they want you to accept it, see? They want you to believe it's for your own good. That they don't want to have to force it, because that means you could at some point wake up and rebel. And they're basically cowards. They don't want to do that. They want you to voluntarily allow them to take control of you, your mind, your resources, your very life. Okay? Shame on you if you give them that. I've told everybody in my family, don't you believe for one minute that I want any of that stuff ever done to me. If I go down, I go down. But don't ever subject me to that stuff. No. If it's time, my time to go, then it's my time to go. Period. We've become insane. We've become insane with legalities and regulations and just nonsensical bureaucracy on every facet of our lives. What's wrong with people today? How can you not see that this is not what the Father intended? How can you not see it? These people lie to you day after day after day, and nothing changes. Nothing. And you still give it your allegiance. You still sit back, think that somehow a member of this cabal is going to save you. Where does it say that in the book? Where does it say that the anointed one at the end of the age will come in with 15 or $16 billion in their pocket? That they're going to rub elbows with Satan's kids and still be Messiah? you think his anointed one wants to rub elbows with the very people causing 99% of our problems, the root of the tree of evil, as David Thoreau says? Okay? Where do you come off with that idea? Why are you buying into it? I don't understand. I really don't. It's disheartening to see the people that still sit there in front of that image of the beast and get their brains sucked out of their heads through the electronic waves. Not literally, but figuratively, that's what's happening. It's like a tractor beam right on your mind whenever that flat screen's on, and it's just sucking your common sense right out of you and replacing it with the tomfoolery that's in the messages by these members of the cabal. So it is time to wake up. So again, trust in the Father, not in the arm of flesh. The arm of flesh, of course, in Scripture is referring to principalities, bodies of men, such as in government or industry or medicine, the major media, etc. They're all examples of the arm of flesh. They're the last people on earth you want to trust. Now, for years, we've been telling you back to basics. If you've watched, I don't believe in the stock market, but the stock market has been in a tailspin for 2 days. It's being driven down by the manipulators. The main thing you've got to ask yourself is why? Why are the manipulators doing that? So we do have an interruption in the supply chain. It's by design. They're trying to tie it to the virus, which is ludicrous. It has nothing to do with that. It's all about the New World Order wanting to shut things down so that you will beg them to allow the world government to come in and save the day. That's where we're at, okay? That's the next step. Disarming you at the same time as taking away your ability to get medicine, food, energy, all the things that you consider the niceties of life. Okay, they have worked it to where they control them by just a few basic people, corporations, government agencies, whatever. Centralization is not our friend. I don't care if you're talking about manufacturing, government, church, whatever. Anything that's centralized is Marxist. Yahweh doesn't believe in centralization. He believes government should be at the local level. Okay, you have captains of tens, of fifties, hundreds, thousands, ten thousands, all the way up to the monarch. But that is only to oversee what's going on, protector of the faith and protector of the population. That's all that's for. The actual running of the communities and things in your locality, that's handled at the local level. Now, John Mark and Kurt Doolittle with Propertarianism, they promote that idea. So do the libertarians, okay? And anybody that believes in biblical law would also support that because that's the law taught in the Bible, not this nonsensical crap we have today. So it's really, it's not rocket science, folks. It's not rocket science. Our founding fathers proved it. They knew the scriptures very well. They were also philosophers and students of history. They know and knew what worked and did not work in the past. And that's why the great experiment called the United States, when the colonies formed a federal government, the great experiment was that we were going to implement the things here that worked, and we will not follow the paths of our ancestors that led to communism or totalitarian-type governments, okay, which are not good for anybody. And so under the liberty that our system provided, we became the greatest nation. Now, it didn't take long for usurpers and interlopers to come in and slide into positions of power and influence, especially in 1913 when we allowed the serpent people to saddle us with the Federal Reserve, the IRS, and Social Security. All of them are Marxists to the core. And with that, the petrodollar soon came into effect, and the use of our military and our foreign office to manipulate regime change and to force foreign nations under the petrodollar regime. Now that is where we went off the tracks. That was not moral, it was not right, and we're being punished for that. In our lifetime, my lifetime certainly, I've watched us go down, 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 morally, economically, and everything else. And don't tell me the stock market is a sign of your true economy, because it's not. Okay, the people in the stock market think that way, but everybody else, no, it's not. So the manipulators do that just to create the illusion, and shame on us if we believe that to be true. Tommy, I'll get you in just a second, buddy. So anyway, we're going to see bumps in the road because it's planned that way. Again, it has nothing to do with a virus. It's got everything to do with all this stuff was in motion long before this so-called virus came about. And I'm going to get Tommy on here in a second. But if you get a chance, go to James Corbett, and it's called The Corbett Report. It's a YouTube channel. He just did an interview with Ron Paul on the discussion of ending the Fed. That would be certainly a worthwhile listen to, because the Fed needs to go. And real quick, Brendan O'Connell, he's still around. He just put out a really nice interview, or not an interview, but a video, remembering Rachel Corrie and others who were murdered by the Israeli Defense Forces over in Israel. And I remember when that happened, and it was disgusting that these little bastards got away with that. All right. So let me see what Tommy's got to say here. And okay, Tommy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, can you speak up just a little bit?
Yep. How's it going tonight?
Oh, okay. Well, pretty good for me. How about you?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Yeah, we're wondering when you're going to do another call. So.
Yep, I did one, I think it was a week ago. And Sunday we had some issues come up. And then tonight It looked like there was a little pause in what we're involved with here to where I could jump on the online. So, yeah, it's... You know, when you're on the road, it gets dicey, especially when you left with all of your equipment back in the home state. So,
yeah, that's got to be rough.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I hope the family's doing all right. So,
what have you been finding out about this situation as far as the downturn in the supply lines and also this virus scare?
Well. My opinion, I'm still on both sides of this virus over here. My opinion is that they're going to try to use this to implement martial law. Now, the reality of them implementing martial law nationwide is very slim, because they're not going to be able to control everybody. They're going to try to dupe everybody into taking vaccines and all this kind of stuff. I don't think it's going to work, because it doesn't seem to be affecting everybody. It is affecting some Americans, but I think this thing was made to affect Asians more. It is a bioweapon. I mean, they have a patent on it. I mean, something organic wouldn't have a patent on it unless they took something and were trying to manufacture something more out of it. So,
right.
Being prepared is a really good thing. I'm more concerned about the cabal to try to do more false flags, to try to come after the guns fully. Did you hear that the ATF is trying to turn the background check forms into a registry now?
Yeah, I did hear about that. Guns and Gadgets did a video about that.
Yeah, so Gun Owners of America has been on that like flies on crap.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, What's El Trumpo doing about it? You know, and this is where I keep trying to point out to people that still support him. I says, if this guy was on our side, he would not have allowed the Department of Justice to run amok. I mean, even Obama's Department of Justice wasn't this bad. They were bad, but they weren't trying to create a registry like this flat out in the open. It just seems to me, how come Obama wasn't the one pushing for red flags? How come, you know, he would have been the guy to easily have signed stuff into that. How come they waited till a Republican got in?
Because we would be off guard and we'd be putting our weapons down, thinking that we have a white knight in there looking out for our interests. With Obama, we were already on the edge of our second American Revolution seats. And, you know, if things had kept going there, I think there would be today. Because a lot of people say, well, what if Hillary had been elected? If she had been elected, we'd already be at war in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's your answer, okay? Obviously, if we can figure that out, then these cabal individuals can figure it out.
They knew
by putting a white knight and dressing him up as a white knight and giving him all the right things to say and putting these completely retarded Democrats against him with their complete lunacy, it makes him look even more like a saint. Okay, because now you're looking at people that are completely deranged and demented. So this makes the other side of the Bolsheviks, the Marxists, look better, the Republican side. So it's by design.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that there's a lot of the people that did support him. They're starting to wake up. They're starting to realize that he's saying one thing and doing the opposite, complete opposite. Remember when he ran, he said he wanted to pretty much get rid of the H-1B visa program?
Yes.
Well, interestingly enough, how he goes to India, and then last year at the State of the Union, he says, oh, I want to, my administration wants to be the biggest importer of legal immigrants. We need more labor from different countries because we don't have enough here. And I'm like, anybody with half a brain could be like, the amount of money they're spending just to import illegals and feed them, give them free health care, housing. That could literally pay for trade school for millions of people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a slap in our face. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I heard this on Headlines with a Voice. That's a good channel to watch on YouTube. This woman calls him out exactly for what it is, and she reads articles. She's obviously not a Trump-tard. She's like, there's one that came out, I think, today. Look that channel up, and it's going to get you to think. You know, wasn't he supposed to be the guy to bring Americans jobs? Because now all these tech jobs, high-paying tech jobs, are being shipped over to India, to Pakistan, to China. And I'm like, wait a minute. He's supposed to be the jobs president. Yeah, he's importing third worlders into here. I'm thinking to myself, like, why didn't this guy just run as a damn Democrat? It would have been more honest.
Well, honesty's not, you're not going to find honesty anywhere near Washington, D.C. You know that.
I mean, but it's like, what's the point of him running as a Republican? Because what he's been doing has been contrary to what a conservative is supposed to be doing. You know, it's nauseating. And it's just like, you know what? My gut feeling tells me, the Lord tells me, I don't think there's going to be an election this year because I think things are going to hit off this year. And I think that's the most sobering thing that could happen in this country. If the election is interrupted, I think breaking the trance over the country would be the best thing to happen.
Well, something needs to wake us up and get us off our asses. Yes.
Oh, it's going to happen. You know, all this gun control stuff going on everywhere. He put in all these judges. Well, how come none of them are stepping in to put injunctions on these? I mean, there was one in California that put a temporary injunction on the magazine ban in California. It was the ninth circuit of all people. And it was just like, wow, one guy, one judge stopped the California government from banning the magazines. And then it got knocked down, but people were ordering magazines like crazy for a week. That one week they sold like millions of magazines to California. And it was just funny. It was like that one judge did something good, but where are these judges to stop the red flag laws?
Well, what we should be doing is doing it ourselves, not relying on judges or anybody else. Government's out of control. Government's not going to fix any of our problems. They are the problem. So, what we need is at the sheriff level and below, which is happening in a lot of states, organizations like the one in Virginia, the Virginia Civil, what the hell is it called, the VDCL, Defense League, Virginia Citizens Defense League, that's it, VCDL. Mm-hmm. But we need grassroots people, sheriffs, local police department people, militia, and just hunters, etc., and citizens, to get together and say that, like some states have started doing, by the way, there was a coalition of 8 states in the South here that said that they will back each other up in telling the federal government to pack sand. Well, that's what needs to happen, civil disobedience. We can't rely on judges, anybody at the federal level. You can't rely on any of those, okay? So we need at the state level to regain our sovereignty, and which is starting to happen. Look at Oregon, Idaho, and Washington, okay? That same thing that's happening in Virginia and West Virginia is happening in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, okay? Idaho has said that they will take elements of Washington and Oregon that no longer want to be tied to, like, Portland and Seattle because they're hotbeds of liberal Marxism. And so that is spreading now. So you've got West Virginia and Virginia. You've got the tri-states up in the Pacific Northwest, and you've got the 8 states in the heart of Dixie that are doing what we should be doing, and that's telling Washington, D.C. to go pack sand. We don't care what you say at this point. You're illegitimate. You have no authority over us because you're violators of your oaths of office. That immediately makes you an interloper with no authority. You're basically under the color of law, which is an act of treason, actually. So we need to do that. We just need to stand up and say, look, we're just going to take back our sovereignty, and you guys can do what you want, but your laws have no effect in our states, period.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have the 8 states that are doing the compact of that, that's going to spread.
Yes.
Because they don't seem to realize, even like down here in Florida, it's gone kind of anti-gun, but it's being pushed back quite a bit. It's not the anti-gun stuff is not going to be accepted here very well. There's a big, big, big pro-Second Amendment stance down here, big. A lot bigger than a lot of people realize. I mean, even a lot of transplants from the Northeast that moved down here, they fled that gulag hellhole up at the Northeast for a lot of reasons. I've met a lot of transplants down here, and they love guns like you can't imagine, because they're like, they could never have this up in New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts without going through 6,000 licensing processes and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of those people truly enjoy the freedom down here. They're not the ones voting our rights away. A lot of people say, oh, it's the transplants doing that. No, it's not the transplants doing that. That's not them. Because I've met even Democrats down here that are just like, leave me the hell alone. I want my guns. I want that. They just don't agree with everything Republicans do, but a lot of them are very pro-Second Amendment. So on that end, they can actually take our side on. Those aren't the ones you got to worry about. It's the non-whites you got to worry about, because non-whites, generally always vote very far left, because in their countries where they come from, they have no law and order. So anything goes in those countries. So they come over here, they figure we're more advanced. We have a thriving economy, you know, for now. So they figure, yeah, let's just leech off of them. And then when it gets bad over there, they're going to migrate somewhere else. This is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
These are nomads, these people, a lot of them. They'll say they're from one country. They'll lay there for a few generations, and when they seep out all the culture and everything there, they move on. So my opinion is we're seeing secession movement happen very fast. Like, I actually didn't believe this was going to gain a lot of steam up until maybe, like, less than a year ago. And I think by the election, I think we're going to see some states actually physically force the government to be like, we're seceding, or we're going to break off to this state. And Congress is going to say, no, you can't do that. Well, you can't force a battered spouse to stay with an abusive spouse. It's going to get ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Yahweh is going to force change to happen, regardless of what Trump does. He's powerless. In my opinion, he's totally controlled and he's powerless. So he could do two options. He could either respect the states that say, we want to split from this place, we want to split from that place. He would be smart to do that. He would be like, okay, I get what you're saying, no problem. Now, if he says, no, I'm going to use the federal government to force you to stay under tyranny, well, at that point, he's going to lose the moderate conservatives that still like him and all that stuff. He's going to lose them because they're going to see him for what exactly he is. So he's not going to be that dumb to say, oh, the hell with you. You have to stay, Western New York, you have to stay with New York City or something like that. Because I'm hearing rumors that even Western New York wants to split off.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
which is very new to me because I've lived there for 33 years of my life. And I've never once ever heard them talking about splitting off. They were just like, let's split off from the city. But that's about it. They weren't saying they were going to split into a different state. But it never gained any steam. So when you're hearing the thing with Idaho, West Virginia, you have a compact going on, for the Second Amendment, that's going to grow. And I can tell you something right now is that you're going to see a lot of the libtards that are in the heart of Dixie, they're going to leave when things start getting bad. They're going to start going to the blue states. So you're going to see a blue exodus happen. And you're going to see a mass red immigration to the hard red states. So there's a lot of good things that are going to come, but we're going to go through a real big storm.
Well, that gets back to what we were talking about earlier, not just because of this phony baloney virus scare, but the cabal is trying to bring down the economy and everything else. It's all part of a bigger plan. All the more reason everybody should be in prepper mode right now. And we've been talking about this for 20 years. I know. So, okay, yeah, it didn't happen overnight, but we've been warning people that you should do like the Amish, and where I grew up, all the farms had a large pantry, a well-stocked cellar, and a root cellar, and they had all kinds of meats and vegetables and fruits that were canned and stored or smoked and preserved to where they could withstand, if a tornado came through and destroyed everything, they could withstand a blizzard, they could withstand a flood, they could withstand a major storm or an outage. They could withstand all kinds of things because that was just common knowledge. It was like, just common sense that you would have supplies in case there's a disruption in things. But Americans have gotten soft, and they've become way too dependent on the status quo. And they believe that that will never, ever change, that nothing could ever happen to that. And that's just silly. Okay? So everybody should have exactly what we're talking about here, a 3-month supply. That is a bare minimum. And all of my military people that I correspond with in active duty military units will tell you that when they've been in other countries going through disruptions like we're about to go through here, and it's already starting in some areas, that the very minimum every single home should have is a 3-month supply. And that includes a way to get water.
Yep.
Not just clothing and food and, you know, medicines and stuff like that, but you need to have some kind of filtration system because you're going to run out of your bottled water and your stored water. You got to figure out, and there's some do-it-yourself things. You don't have to go buy the expensive Berkey filters or reverse osmosis or any of that stuff. There's tons of good filters out there, but there's also lots of teaching channels that'll show you how to go out into your own woods in the backyard and get things that you can make a very good water filtration system with just do-it-yourself items.
Well, I was part of a prepper group that was national for a few years ago, and I remember we did a little field exercise out in the woods. So I remember taking charcoal that was already burnt from campfire, using that, taking a shirt, ripping it up into a few pieces, and then took a tree branches and made like a little tripod. And then they used the pieces of the shirts, made like 3 layers. So I remember them using charcoal was at the bottom. I think there was dirt, and then there was rocks. So it was 3 layers of filtration, and they put it at the bottom. So they put creek water, or it was like, I think it was like mountain water. So they poured that over it, and it went through 3 layers of filtration, and they said that was sufficient to drink.
Starting with relatively clean water from a stream that's not being polluted by industrial waste or anything like that, yeah, I would say that's probably it. But you might want to look into the ones that include some stuff to take care of any bacteria and things like that. Or after you filter it, boil it. Now, that's another thing you could do. Do what you're talking about there, which is a basic filter, soil, sand, rock filter, and charcoal, but you would also want to boil it so that you would kill off any bacteria and stuff like that that might get through the filters.
Right.
So there's some common sense things to do, but, you know, a lot of people take it for granted that water will always be there, and that's a very bad mistake. You need to figure out, folks, you know, and I have Katadyn filters for travel. They're made by the Swiss. They're extremely well made. It's surgical rubber and surgical steel. These things are well engineered, and they will filter thousands of liters of water before you even have to clean them. And they will kill bacteria or anything in there. They've got silver and gold plating, and silver will kill virtually anything. So if it's got silver or gold plating as part of the filtration system, you know it's a damn good one. But Katadyn is an excellent company, makes really good ones. Berkey is what's used by missionaries all over the world, people that spend a lot of time in uncivilized areas and deep jungles and things like that, explorers and missionaries. And Berkey's been around for a long, long time. I use a Berkey on a day-to-day basis. They're not that expensive, and the filters are phenomenal. And they now have filters that will take out fluoride. So not only will it kill bacterias and different things like that, organisms in the water, and filtrate out all the chlorine and iron and lead and all that, but they actually have a secondary filter that will take out things like fluoride. So, and the nice thing about a Berkey is you put the water in the top, there's no pumps, no electricity, you don't need anything. Just put the water in the top, it trickles down through, and you have 3 to 5 gallons of water, depending on the size of the Berkey and how many filters you put in it. And it's well made. Again, they're well made, and you can travel with them. They tear down very quickly for travel, and you have a thousands of gallons. I think I figured it out, even using one every day for all the drinking water and cooking water, I think the filters last anywhere from a year and a half to 2 years. That's how many thousands of gallons that they'll process. So, you know, under an emergency situation, a Berkey filter is bang for the buck. You can't beat it. And then, like I said, companies like Katadyn make little portable ones. You just drop the surgical rubber end with a stainless steel ball on the end of it down into a mud puddle or a stream or any standing water, and the water you pump through their filtration system with a little hand pump on it is absolutely 100% pure right out of the spout.
Wow.
So,
I'll have to look them up. Is it called Katadyn?
Yeah, it's spelled with a K. I think it's K-A-T-Y-N-E, Katadyn.
Katadyn, okay. I use a Berkey Sport water bottle filter. I've been using that for over a year. I like it a lot. I just ordered three of the Alexa Pure Sport bottles. They were like $18 right now. They hold 28 ounces. They're good for like 300 gallons, it says. So it's really, really cheap for the money. I mean, it's, we bought this, just for prepping purposes, just in case we have to bug out or something. But 300 gallons, I mean, you need a gallon, half a gallon a day to survive. You know, let's do the math. Those bottles alone are good for at least a year for, you know, per adult. So, or even child too. So I just picked up a bunch of those, pretty cheap.
Right.
But Berkey's good stuff too. I mean, I was thinking about buying the one you're talking about. It's where you can fill a few gallons, and they can last a long time. I mean, they're worth like $150, $200, depending on the size you get, and probably more.
Yeah, they run specials. Patriot groups run specials from time to time, and you can get the whole stainless steel unit with the nice spigot and the sight tube on the side, a stand, and I think four cone filters, which is the max, four. And like you said, I think it's in the $200-some range, which for that much filtration potential, that is a bargain.
Well, there's another way you can do. You could buy a ceramic filter up on Amazon for like $30. And it will filter out up to about 5,000 gallons. So you make it yourself. You take 2 5-gallon buckets, you drill a hole to fit the ceramic filter. You put that one at the top, and they come with a spout. So you put that one at the bottom. Tell you what drill bits to use. It's very easy to do. I've seen pamphlets of how this is done. It's another very effective way of filtering water out, 5 gallons at a time. So that's
right.
And for $30 and just get yourself 2 5-gallon buckets. So that's another way of doing things.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you don't want to spend a few hundred dollars on the more expensive, more advanced stuff, you could buy the cheaper stuff. It'll still do the job.
Just won't be
as
pretty.
But it works. It's like,
right.
You know, something shiny people are going to want to steal. 2 buckets are going to be like, ew, what's that?
Yeah, you're right.
So that's more food for thought. I'm definitely gonna do that experiment because I work in a shop, so I'm just gonna bring these 2 buckets, drill them there real quick, and show the guys there. I'm like, yeah, look this up online.
Exactly.
I'm like, hey, free clean water.
Well, you know, it's now's the time when things are still somewhat normal. Things are slowing down, but there's still some time. Now is the time to get active, folks. That's what we're trying to tell you. Yep. Now there's dust on the horizon. You know, 20 years ago when I gave these warnings, it was still a ways off. But there's a lot of smoke and fire on the horizon as this thing's heading towards us. And again, Scripture never says whether it's man-made or natural. When it talks about the disasters at the end of the age, it does not differentiate between man-made and actual nature or natural disasters. Okay, so the fact that these disturbances by the cabal and man is behind it doesn't mean it's not part of what the scripture is talking about. It could very well be. Okay, so we not only have the weird things happening in nature, but we also have geoengineering going on. So I'm not so sure that Mother Nature herself is doing any of these things, because we are contaminating everything. Man has become the most deleterious element in this earth that our Father created. We are destroying everything, and his punishment's right around the corner. I'm here to tell you, he's not going to allow this to go on much longer. Because for one thing, he said, I will end it before all flesh is destroyed. It will be that close, okay? It will be that close. So, and we're watching that as we watch the things happening in the news and everything else today, with all of this complete lunacy about transgenderism and the right to force children into becoming a different sex, and teachers now teaching children that it's okay to race mix and to change your sex, and not even tell your parents. They're telling them all this stuff, and the parents are completely unaware of it. And I'll say again, if you love your children, you should get them out of the public school system, folks. I'm telling you. You know, I told a friend of mine that tonight in a discussion. He has one more child of school age. I said, I know it's painful to pay for private school or to homeschool. It might be a little painful, but my God, if you love your child, you got to get them out of this public school system. It is just atrocious. First of all, they're not going to learn anything, okay? That's number one. But number two, it's full of all of this Marxism and complete degeneracy that we see happening in this world today. Why anybody would allow a child to be sitting through that stuff, I don't understand. And I'm not trying to be judgmental. I'm just trying to be rational here. You got to do something to save the children from these monsters in this public school system. It's just horrendous.
Yeah. I keep getting the vibe that summer is going to really be when things start to kick off. I think summer. I don't know why, but I think this summer, I think it was where I think permanent change is coming.
Well, we know a tsunami is headed this way, whether it's man-made, natural, whether there's an election or not, whether it's Antifa and the Marxists, whether it's the Patriots. This can't go on. That's the only thing we do know, because we are diametrically opposed to each other, the right and the left. If you want to use that paradigm, right and left, whatever you want to call it, righteous versus wicked, biblical versus satanic, it doesn't matter. It's what the Bible refers to as the war between the sons of Yahweh and the children of darkness, okay? The children of light versus the children of darkness. That's what the Dead Sea Scrolls refer to at the end of the age. So we can see that. Children of light is a biblical term, idiomatic expression, that means children of knowledge, wisdom, morality, understanding of nature. That's what light is referring to, children who understand our Creator and the way things are supposed to be. Children of darkness want to do everything just the opposite. They hate normal, they hate Yahweh, they hate righteousness, they hate morality, they hate normal. It's just, just look at the faces on some of these creatures and the things they promote. They're hideous. They look like they're something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I have to get going, but I wanted to hop on the call tonight and say hello and give my two cents in, and I'm glad you're back on. And hope your prayer family's doing well and they're going to recover whatever's going on. And know that we are with you, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Tommy. And, my prayers go out to you and everybody else as well. We're all part of a family, and we have to look out for each other,
Yeah, especially in these times.
Absolutely. So thanks for calling in, buddy, and sharing. And, have a blessed evening and the rest of the week.
Yes, sir. You too.
All righty. Take care.
All right. Take care.
All right. Very good. That's Tommy up in the northern part of Florida. Good friend of John Mark's, So he and Kurt Doolittle and Tommy make a good team, so to speak, with proprietarianism and the things that will be ready for when this thing collapses. The fact that it's going to collapse, I don't see how it could not collapse. All right, it has to under its own weight. It's corrupt to the max. The fiat money system, people are learning of it. The rest of the world is no longer accepting it. They do not want to be ruled over by the imperialists within our State Department. The people such as the John Foster Dulles and Allen Dulles back in the 30s and 20s. It started way back then for their Zionist masters using our military and State Department to and the CIA as they created it. To foment revolution, regime change. They committed assassinations, bribery, blackmailing. It's been going on a long time, folks, and it's the hens are coming home to roost, so to speak, and it should not surprise anybody. But the thing of it is that a tsunami is headed this way culturally, financially, morally, whatever way you want to look at it. We have some tumultuous times to be prepared for. So I like the young guy that's got a channel called The Prepared Mind. I think his name's John. He's an ex-Marine. A really good channel. John has a lot of great information. He's got a good heart. He doesn't know this message, but I think at the core he's a good man and respects moral values. But The Prepared Mind is, he likes to end his show with, chance favors the prepared mind. Okay? Chance favors the prepared mind. That's scriptural. Okay? You can go to Proverbs. A prudent man sees disaster coming and prepares for it. That's right out of Proverbs. Okay? Psalms and Proverbs. If you're only going to read two books of the whole Bible, you can wrap up a lot of what our Father is trying to reach us with and what Messiah tried to teach us when he walked this earth in the books of the Psalms and the Proverbs. You should read much more than that. I'm not saying don't, but I'm saying if you only have time to read sections of the Bible, Psalms and Proverbs would be two books that you should spend a lot of time in. A lot of wisdom there, a lot of common sense there, a lot of information to keep you out of trouble, so to speak. So anyway, a few of the other things that I've got on the list here that you really ought to take a look at. There was a good article I've gotten. By the way, if you don't have access to any of these things, have difficulty finding them, whatever, many of them I put up on the website on the Daily Mail page, or I'll put them on the page like health or reference material. And you can always send me an email. The link for the email is on the website. Send me a note, and I'll be glad to lead you towards the book or the website link or an individual to help you find the information you need. Now's the time to stop wasting time. The party's over. It's time to get serious, boys and girls. This is serious. So, but anyway, there was a very good one put up there. The title of it was Tattoo, Think Through the Dangers to Your Health and Body. We've talked about that for years. The Bible makes it very, very clear that putting foreign elements into your skin and into your body is forbidden. Now, I'm not trying to be a party pooper here or cause consternation on your part. I'm just simply telling you the truth. Okay, as a young man, the Holy Spirit dealt with me so strongly that there's no way I was ever going to get a tattoo. No tattoos now. I never have one, and I never will get one. So, mostly because it's just the idea of sticking a foreign substance under my skin, just I found it repulsive. Okay. Now, do I think body art is neat? At times, yeah, I admit it's nice to see it, but you could use henna or some other temporary coloring if you want to do something like that, and then it washes off. It doesn't go into your underneath the dermis of your skin and cause the health concerns that tattooing does. Okay, so again, I don't like to bring bad news to some folks, but you need to know the truth, and only the truth sets you free. So now the good news is, if you've had tattoos, there are natural things to do to detoxify the body and try to reduce the damage that's been done. I was sent another article talking about institutionalizing the trans revolution, meaning transsexual, and it made a reference to one of the cabal by the name of Thomas Donnelly, and I believe he's a Jew. But now Thomas is Giselle, G-I-S-E-L-L-E. And sure enough, this character, part of the cabal, is one ugly female. I'm telling you. But these people are creatures. Truly, they're from the Black Lagoon or whatever. I mean, they're not only sick mentally, they're sick physically, spiritually, on every plane you can imagine. Just unbelievable. I had another article here. School launches a secret program to turn children trans without telling the parents. Again, if you have trouble finding it, I'll be glad to send you. That should still be up on the website. The We Hold These Truths ministry, which is Chuck Carlson, who I've interviewed a few times, a wonderful guy. He's spent time over in Israel trying to get the truth out about what's being done to the Palestinians. But We Hold These Truths, excuse me, just put out one, The Roots of Christian Zionism, How Schofield Sowed the Seeds of Apostasy. A great, great article. I've also been sent the website where all of the sermons of Reverend William P. Gale, also known as Colonel Gale because he was in the military from back in the 60s, are available. In fact, you can download all 55 of his sermons that are listed there if you want. I think it's about 2 gigabytes for the MP3 files. I'm going to reduce the bit rate on them so that they're smaller at some point, and I will make them available as well, and they'll take up a whole lot less room because you don't need that real high bit rate on just audio speaking. You can, some of them are CD quality bit rates, and you don't need that. 16 kilobits per second all the way up to 32 kilobits per second is more than enough on just a plain audio. You don't need 120. I think it's 128. Another one that was both a book and a YouTube interview was Death of Europe by Douglas Murray. Another very informative interview with that one. I've got several of Douglas Murray's books listed on my website. Also, there was an excellent video presentation done by the ExodusEffect.com. Again, that's the Exodus Effect, Effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, the ExodusEffect.com, about cannabis and the fact that cannabis is a miracle plant, and cannabis was part of the anointing oil mixture used by our ancestors in the Old Testament. And he does a really good job of proving this, as well as myrrh and other organic elements. But cannabis, the main thing about cannabis that people have to understand, cannabis and marijuana are not the same. Okay, they're in the same family, but they are not the same plant. Okay, again, ignorance is going to harm you. Knowledge or truth sets you free. You're not getting the advantages of the cannabis plant by listening to government morons and sycophants who are telling you that cannabis is the same as marijuana. No, it's not. Cannabis has no THC in it, and THC is what gets you high. Okay, so you could smoke cannabis all night long, and you're never going to get high. You'll get a sore throat and do damage to your lungs, but you're not going to get a high. There is no THC, or there's such a tiny, tiny amount that it's negligible, Okay. So again, cannabis has all of the miracle, and some people call it hemp, has all the miracle properties. This plant is truly a miracle plant put here by the Father. And yet we allowed people to tell us that we couldn't grow cannabis because it's the same as marijuana, when that's not true. So again, folks, we got to start honoring truth and start holding people accountable for telling us lies. And they're doing it for a reason, okay? And it's not for our benefit. Another excellent YouTube that's out there right now is called the Coronavirus Hoax and the Bill Gates Vaccination Depopulation Agenda Exposed. Again, there's people putting this great information out there telling you the truth about what's going on. The cabal is up to no good, always has been, always will be. They are the enemy. They're the root of the tree of evil. And we need to start focusing on the very root of that tree and stop swinging away and wasting our time, energy, and money on all the branches, such as viruses and schools and everything else. We need to cut the root out. Follow the money to the root and cut the root out. Another good website is Power of the County Sheriff. Again, it's not 100% accurate, but it's damn close. It'll get you close enough that you can see that the county sheriff was put there just as it was in old England, as a barrier between tyranny at the federal or the state level, because the county sheriff owes his allegiance to the people of the county. That's why it's an elected position. Every county sheriff should be elected. There's a few counties like Miami-Dade here in Florida. They appoint the sheriff. That is counter to the founding fathers. That is actually treasonous, because that means the local political figures get to appoint who the sheriff is. That goes against everything the founding fathers taught, including common sense. That sheriff is our protection against errant bureaucrats. He owes his allegiance to we, the people, not politicians, not government. And shame on the county sheriffs who are accepting federal money, and therefore comes federal control. Shame on you. No county sheriff should be accepting federal anything. Advice, training, money, nothing. Because what the king giveth, the king can take. And when the king giveth, you're allowing him to have a say and power over your organization. And if we're talking about the county sheriff, the very fact that you're accepting something from Washington, D.C. means that they now have control over you. And don't tell me they don't. So, county sheriffs, you're on notice. You better cut that tie with those bastards in Washington, D.C. You're not a friend of ours. Okay, you can't serve two masters. That's what our Christ told us. The Arian Christ told us you can't serve two masters. So if you want to be a sycophant to the people in Washington, D.C., well, then you take off that county uniform and you put on a federal uniform and you show your true colors. You're just an agent, a stooge of the feds, who, if anybody hasn't figured out yet, they're nothing more than communists, Marxists themselves. Well, then shame on you. No more trying to serve two masters. If you want to align with the cabal out of Washington, well, then you do it, but you better be properly identified as that and stop hiding as the county sheriff and start putting yourself as a magistrate for Washington. The Activist Post put out an article here on global centralization is the cause of crisis, not the cure. How many times have we said that on this program? Centralization is not good. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. Centralization is a tool of the Marxists. All right? And then Bradley Dean, who has the Sons of Liberty YouTube channel, Bradley Dean put out a really good one calling out the current administration for its unconstitutional transgressions. So again, we have a lot of people that are doing the right things, saying the right things, and that is what we needed. People to get involved, stop sitting there vegging out in front of that damn television set, stop with all the games and entertainment and sports and all the other diversions. this is serious business. We've lost control, and we have to get involved. We, the people, have to get involved and take back the proper authority over our public servants. And we need to weed out the criminals. We need to weed out the liars, the thieves, the misfits. We need to start executing murderers, rapists, and kidnappers, as the Bible says, and stop kowtowing to them. We need to tear down these prisons and start doing what the Bible says. You either pay restitution to the victim, or we take you outside to a tree and we hang you. You commit murder, we're going to hang you. If you committed rape, we're going to hang you. If you kidnap, we're going to hang you. If you are a pedophile, we're going to hang you. Okay? Period. If you're a male or female and you lie under oath to get somebody killed, whether it's a rapist, a murderer, a kidnapper, or a pedophile, if your testimony helped that person get executed and we find out you lied, you'll be the next person that we hang. Okay? I've had a lot of people say, well, you know, some of these rape cases and all, the woman's out there crying rape and, you know, she was just lying. Well, okay, you can get away with that under our current system, but when we take back control under Yahweh's law, it's not going to be pretty when we find out you lied. Because the Bible's very clear what you do to liars in capital cases. That also goes for judges, attorneys, and police officers. You lie on the witness stand, and an innocent man is executed, you will be executed. Even if he's not executed, if you lied under oath in a capital case to where the defendant would have been executed, that's the same thing. So you don't get a pass simply because we didn't carry out the execution on the innocent man. No. You lied under oath in our biblical courts of law before the judges and the jury. You lied, you die. You want to see a lot of this testifying and garbage going on in these courts? That'll get rid of it real quick. Okay? The solution to our problem is easy, folks. It's not rocket science. The solutions are simple and easy. Carrying them out, okay, that's going to take some work. Because you're going to have to get off your ass, you're going to have to get involved, and you're going to have to stop worshiping your idols. Whether it's sports figures, whether it's entertainment figures, whether it's political figures, whether it's government agencies, whether it's cops, if you're worshiping an idol, shame on you. Our Heavenly Father's giving you the solution to your problem if you have enough sense to pay attention. Malachi chapter 4, Amos chapter 3, verse 7, Obadiah verse 18, Ezekiel 25 verse 14, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, Hosea 6:4, or 4:6, can't remember now. Okay, right there, just those verses paints the picture of where we're at and where you need to be mentally, physically, and spiritually at this point in history. With that, I'm going to take off because I think I've got some things here I've got to help my brother with. But I did enjoy having this conversation. Glad Tommy had a chance to call in. I'm glad to see some of the folks in here tonight with me. Good folks. We may not be huge in number, those who take part in Yahweh's design, but I like to think they are the best of the best. And maybe that's a little bit of ego on my part, but yeah, that's how I feel about it. I think that our folks here, because I get a lot of pushback, it's not a echo chamber. I like that. I'm going to tell you, some of the hardest heads on this earth are members of this family. But that's what is good. It takes iron to sharpen iron. Don't need an echo chamber. We need honesty. We need to be forthright, and we need to work together as a team, line upon line, precept upon precept. In the council of many, there is victory. And we are here to be victorious. Make no mistake about it. In the counsel of many, there is victory. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share. We thank you for folks being able to donate and let us borrow equipment enough to do this. We ask a blessing upon your children, those that truly love you and truly love the truth, that you would be with them and give them encouragement right now, because things look pretty grim. No matter where you're looking in this day and age, it looks pretty grim. We know we're on the right side of the fence. We are here with you, Father. You said those that were with you, who can stand against us? And we count on that. We are on your side. We ask for your blessing. We ask for your help. We ask for your protection. We ask for your encouragement. And you said you would send a comforter through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would be our great counselor and our comforter. And we thank you for that. We also ask that you would give us good discernment right now. We need it terribly, terribly, because the lies and obfuscation is just tremendous. But we do know through the Holy Spirit that you love your sons and daughters. You want the best for us. You want us to come through this. And you want to reward us, as Psalm 91 says, for those who will call upon your name and obey you and love you the way we're supposed to. You will not only allow us to survive, but we will thrive and see a long life and a good life, a healthy life, a vibrant life. We praise you ahead of time for that, Father. We know that's what's coming. We ask again for forgiveness for any of our shortcomings and stumblings. And we ask always, Father, that you would protect us from our enemies. We ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.